Greetings, citizens. The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hey there, Derperinos. This is Boar. Due to foreseen and avoidable circumstances, there's no full episode of Derpy Show this week. However, we know you need your semi-weekly dose of derp, so here's DJ Snorlax, who's going to read something to you. Take it away, Snorlax.
Now today, I'm going to be doing a special reading of a very bad fanfic. This specific fanfic crosses over not only the world's greatest detective, Batman, but it crosses over with the cop that just can't be stopped, RoboCop. This is categorized on fanfiction.net. The title of it is The Day the Men Found Love. It's written by someone named Comics Nix. It's rated M for mature, which means I'm probably going to be reading something very terrible very shortly. It is apparently romance slash mystery, and I hope you guys appreciate it. Now, there's a note at the beginning from the author saying that that they don't own RoboCop or Batman, and they're making no money from this, neither am I. And this was a story request made by J.T. Mitchell. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, Batman and RoboCop, The Day the Men Found Love. Bruce Wayne was paying a visit to Detroit City because a cousin of him was very sick. So Bruce Wayne went with his chauffeur there, but was very cautious, because he took his bat suit with him. When the chauffeur arrived with the limo, Bruce got out of his car and entered Cousin Oliver Building. It was a very tall and dark place, full of gargoyles and lightened torches all over the wall. As Bruce went up the stairs, he noted the handrail was full of a strange white sticky goo.
Maybe it's hair gel,
he thought. The stairs creak very much and looks like the place is going to fall apart. Then, Bruce Wayne found Cousin Oliver's room in the last floor of the building. But something was strange. The door was opened and incense's stench was flowing out of the room. Bruce ran inside the fast he could, with a heart throbbing in fear of something bad. And it was. Cousin Oliver was naked, on four on the ground, with his ass filled with cheap trash burning incense. Bruce Wayne then went to the other side and saw Oliver's eyes, bulging and bleeding, and something strange scarred on his forehead. That was a circle with a flower upside down.
Damn, those bastards killed Oliver. I must go to the cops, said Bruce, shooting a photo of the forehead mark and collecting an incense's copy from the cousin butt.
He closed the door of the apartment and went to the police station. When Bruce arrived at the police station, he told the cops what happened, but they just didn't care. Corruption was prevailing on Detroit City, and no one gives a damn.
All right, let me talk with the commissioner, said Bruce to the fat cop in front of him.
Oh, I don't think so. The commissioner's dating a whore, and I don't want to disturb,
answered the pig-faced cop with a cigarette on his mouth.
Oh, yeah, all right. Say him that Bruce Wayne's been here.
And Bruce started to walk away.
What? Bruce Wayne? Commissioner, Bruce Wayne is here,
shouted the fat-ass pork. The commissioner emerged with a whore by his side from his room. His eyes got big, and he went to shake hands with Bruce.
Mr. Bruce, what a pleasure. What brings you here?
Looks like you put to good use the money I donated last year. Your slut is very beautiful. She wasn't cheap, was she?
The commissioner adjusted his tie and swallowed a gob.
Mr. Wayne, I can explain.
Don't need. I just want to report a murder. My cousin got killed in his apartment.
Oh my God, Mr. Wayne, who could do that?
I don't know. That is what I need you to discover.
Don't be afraid, Mr. Wayne. We have the best detective here on Precinct. He's our most awesome cop in activity. RoboCop, come here.
The great metallic bionic man emerged from an obscure room in the back of the building and started to walk to Bruce's direction. The pumping metallic steps was very distinct, thought Bruce.
So you're the best they have here, is it?
Yes, Mr. Wayne. I can kill 5,000,000 different spots on the human body,
answered the metallic cop.
Okay, let's go. I want you to solve a mystery with me.
And them, RoboCop followed Bruce Wayne. When they arrived with a taxi to the Cousin building, they entered it, going up the stairs till the room of the murdering scene. But as they went in, no more body. Cousin Oliver vanished! What are they going to do? This is when they hear a scream outside the window. A woman is hanging outside of the building, grabbing a gargoyle and almost falling to the ground. Bruce hears that, but RoboCop is there. How could Batman save the woman? Bruce them says,
RoboCop, use the phone and call the fire department.
I don't need a phone. I have direct contact with them.
Now I'm fucked,
thought Bruce. The woman screamed again, but this time she was falling. Bruce had no time to think. He simply picked his mask, put it in front of RoboCop, and jumped from the window. He started to fall, seeing the woman's falling too. Batman nosedived very fast, reached her, and held the girl with his strong arms, and with a quick movement, used the bat rope on a nearby gargoyle, swing with the woman to the safety again. The woman was in shock, so Batman took her to a room and knocked the door. As the resident opened the door, Batman raced to the top floor again without Ben seeing. He entered the cousin's room, and RoboCop was there.
You saw everything, RoboCop.
Yes, and when I come back to the precinct, they will extract my memories and analyze discovering your identity.
Holy fuck! Are you going to arrest me?
No, you are an agent doing vigilante work in a city where cops don't abide the law. I defend the law, not the system.
There is a way to extract your memories before they know everything.
Yes, but it will involve your masculinity.
My what?
I need to fuck you, Batman. This way, my memory backup is ejected from my butt, and we can delete what is important to preserve your identity.
Bruce Wayne stood in awe, looking to RoboCop's face. He must give away his manhood to be Batman again, or face the consequences of his life-saving deeds.
Why you memory backup is expelled when you fuck?
This is a method to preserve my intimacy. If I want to sleep with a whore or a male escort, it's my right to delete my sexual encounter so no one acknowledge its existence.
Bruce put his hand on his chin and thought a bit. This wasn't something Bruce would like to admit. Bruce have a reputation to preserve, even if he likes young lads. But Batman suffered much abuse in his life. Losing his anal virginity will only be more fateful act towards the welfare of humanity.
All right, RoboCop. You can fuck me. But let's go to a motel. I don't want to violate my cousin's private space.
There is a problem, Bruce. I'm not with my penis now. I can't fuck you.
What? Why you're not with it?
Because today is a work day. I only attach my mechanical penis at weekends.
That's going to be a problem. Let's go to the precinct so you can pick it.
Impossible.
They only liberate its use at Friday nights, and I must return them at Monday morning.
Shit!
Bruce Wayne then put his Batman suit to prepare mentally for that demanding task. He must now discover a way to make sex with RoboCop because it's Monday. If he waits till Friday, the cousin's killer will be untraceable. It was evening and the streets were dark. The street lamps were all trashed. This is the perfect disguise to Batman and RoboCop searching.
All right, RoboCop. We must find something to attach to your crotch so you can fuck me. Let's search the garbage.
Batman and RoboCop entered a dark alley and started to look out in the trash for some phallic object that could be attached. Batman then said,
Look, RoboCop, it's a flashlight. Do you think you can use it?
It's too small, Batman. I need an 8-inch good metallic part. This shit is made of plastic.
Batman then searched more, but no use. Batman then remembered his Bat Utilities belt. He reached for it and found a Bat Smoke Grenade, a cylindric 8-inch and good titanium metal cover.
RoboCop, I found it. But you must be very gentle, or you could pull off the grenade pin.
RoboCop picked the grenade, attached in his crotch, and red lights got immediately red on the grenade's body.
What's this, Robo?
It means I'm very excited. Your ass is very round, and I love leather-clad men.
Whoa, I never saw my ass. I guess the leather modeled very good. But now, RoboCop, we need lube, and I don't have any, only boot grease.
We could use my lubricant oil. It's a bit old and needs a change, so there's no problem wasting it.
RoboCop then pushed a button on his left buttock, liberating a good dose of oil in his penis grenade.
This grenade is very large, RoboCop. Don't go fast, or you'll rip my hemorrhoids.
Demand computed. I'm adjusting the pumping pressure. It's adjusted to level 3 from 10 possible levels of pleasure.
Batman then cracked open an abandoned warehouse of famous bums community, but today the vagrants are partying at the beach, making orgies and drinking hot beer. There's a dirty bed full of dandruff and pubic hair. The semen is still fresh and smelling very bad, all mixed with black-red blood. probably a hobo, was fucking the unwashed, dung-filled, hemorrhagic ass of a tramp. That was the only usable bed. The others were all shredded, covered in vomit and worms.
Robocop, you stay under me. I'm not touching this AIDS-covered shit.
Computed Batman, I don't need to move myself. My adapted penis is capable of independent movements.
Robocop laid on the bed, waiting for Batman ass to come and involve his machine-pumping ready member. Batman removed his gloves, his pants, his cape, and his shirt. He was only dressed with his boots to not touch the bed, his bat utilities belt, and his mask. His dick was very hard, because this was the first time Batman would make love with a cyborg man. Bats then sat, and the metallic cylinder slowly opened his ass. The old oil was helping a lot, but Batman found a problem.
Robocop, it's so cold here.
No problem, Batman.
And then Robocop activated the thermal transporter unit, heating the penis grenade to the temperature of a human body.
Oh, that's better. You know how to please a man, Robocop,
said Batman, moving his body up and down on the titanium power rod. The artificial nature of that android could matter less to Batman. He could feel a heart beating inside the steel-covered chest. Batman's steel being penetrated softly reached his hands on Robocop's thighs. The hardness of that machine man was very ostensible. The stell of his legs was very sensual, resembling his Batmobile bodywork. Robocop was liking, too, despite his dull countenance. He never penetrated such a strong man as Batman. With his hands, he gently cherishes the scar-laden back of the man-bat, feeling every imperfection and brutality his lover suffered throughout his life. For this moment, he can ease the pain that lonely man stands every day in the violent and dark streets. The two loving beings were feeling a strong bond, because the daily hardness and drudgery blocked their hearts to the little pleasures a man should have in the most intimate moments. They could understand one another, could share their traumas and loneliness, could love again, if only for that night. But them, the men, reached their climaxes. Batman could feel his penis dripping the primal juice of life, ready to discharge the load of lust all over the heavens. Robocop was in the same ecstatic state. Batman couldn't hold it anymore, and the semen got spurt all over the place, filling the warehouse with his most deeper feelings. Robocop then get hid of his body preclusion and let the oily juice flow its way. But the bat grenade was blocked by the pin, blocking the oil passage. It started to shake, causing more pleasure to Batman and them. The pin got dissolved by Robocop's oil semen, releasing the gas inside Batman's rectum, while the oil flushed inside the man-bat. Fumes could be seen from a good distance, being expelled from Batman's ass mixed with old machine oil. The other day, early in the morning, the two lovers woke up. They kisses one another, and then Batman saw something.
Look, Robocop, your memory's back up. Now we can save my identity.
Yes, it's correct, Batman.
But there was something Robocop wasn't telling Batman. Something sad.
Robocop, I collected this incense and shoot this photo for my deceased cousin. Do you have something like this in your memory bank?
Let me analyze. Analyzing, analyzing. Analysis complete. Crossing the information on both subjects, I found this connects with a group of New Age hippies called the Return of Flower King. They worship 70s crap bands and sell secondhand the mamas and the papas t-shirts to crazy old ladies living in the suburbs.
They look dangerous. I guess we should check them.
Batman called a taxi, and both Batman and Robocop entered, going to the lunatic hippies' headquarters. After a while, they arrived. That was a strange place, a big castle covered with grave flowers and smelling incense everywhere.
It's the same smell I felt at Oliver's place, said Batman.
Robocop then analyzed the place with his thermal goggles.
There are three individuals inside. They have no weapons and look very aged.
Strange. I think we should eavesdrop.
As they approached the place, Bat saw a circle with a flower upside down inside the building walls and through a window.
It's the same symbol. These people must be involved in the crime.
Batman lockpicked the door, and then they entered. The entrance hall was narrow and full of old vinyls. As the arrows approached another door, a gas leaked in.
Batman, it's a trap,
said Robocop in his monotone voice.
Now we're seriously fucked, Robo.
The two men tried to open the doors, but all locked. They were feeling dizzy. The gas was affecting them. After a minute, they passed out.
Wake up, you bastards,
shouted the old hippie, slapping Batman's and Robocop's faces.
So you want to invade our divine shrine, don't you?
Batman got control of himself again. He and Robo were chained to a chair in the middle of a big room, with three hippies looking at them and a legion of zombies behind, waiting orders.
Why did you kill Oliver?
Asked Batman.
We didn't kill him. He is reborn like the others. We taught them the hippie way of life. They fight against the Vietnam, the corporate corporations, and the pottery industry. Now they will be our sexual zombie slaves, cried the mad hippie.
You bastards,
said Robocop with a monotonous voice.
You can't understand. The dream must not end. The peace and love is eternal.
The lead hippie snapped his fingers, and the zombie legion moved towards the heroes.
Fuck, said Batman. Those corpses are going to eat our brains. We have no hope, Robocop. It's all over. If only I could kiss you again.
Sorry, Batman. It's sad our relationship ends this way.
The zombies are approaching the heroes, every time nearer, every time faster, and them, they stop. They're completely immobile, doing nothing and only staring Batman and Robocop.
Batman, these zombies aren't going to eat us.
Looks like this, but why?
The mad lead hippie them shout, Why you fuckers stuck? Come on, eat the bastards! Batman looked down, thought a bit, and understood.
You shit hippie. Told them you taught them the hippie way of life, didn't you?
Yeah.
This is elementary, my dear smelly, disease-laden, intelligent animal's friend. The hippie way of life means peace, love, and a meat-free regimen. These zombies only eat vegetables.
The hippie understood, looked down, clenched his hands, looked up, and uttered, No!
And there's more. My friend here only eats car oil. I eat bats and rats. But you three, I believe, are full of delicious fruits, green plants, and mucilage inside your stomachs.
The three hippies looked one another in horror. The zombies looked one another in joy. Now they're going to eat good and healthy food. The undead started to move in the hippies' direction. They were encircled and couldn't escape. Oliver was the first, ripping the lead hippie belly and opening its delicious stomach with its own nails. The hippie bowels fell on the ground and it was stuffed with delicious grass. But the zombies didn't want to eat because there's blood.
Don't be afraid, zombies,
said Robocop.
Their blood is full of vitamin and minerals. The iron is good for your heart.
The zombie smiled and started to eat the three hippies alive, drinking all of their blood, eating the bones, and licking the skin. They only left intact the meat, because it is a sin. After the crime was solved, it's time to depart. Bruce Wayne was holding Robocop's hands and looking in his helmet-covered eyes.
Robocop, you've made me a new man. It's a shame we need to go our separate ways. Will you remember me forever? Yes, Bruce. Yes.
And the two joined their lips, doing their last kiss. Bruce then waved his hand, entered a taxicab, and went away to Gotham. But Robocop didn't tell Bruce that his memories of their love night would exist no more. They must be erased together with the knowledge of his secret identity, for the sake of Batman's crime fighting for the humanity. It will be as if it never happened. But one thing Robocop knew. He won't have the memories, but his passion and strong feelings will be forever in his heart. That can't be destroyed. The end. So that was The Day the Men Found Love. And it's fucked up and weird. And I am ashamed to have read it. I hope you're ashamed to have heard it. And that is Bad Fanfic Day with Derpy Show. This has been DJ Snorlax. Go fuck yourselves. Good night.
This horrible reading has been brought to you by Head of the Family, a new sitcom coming soon to a Derpy Show near you.
And now back to Head of the Family.
Hello?
I'm looking for someone. The name is Big Head. First name, Anita.
Let me check. There might be somebody out here with that name. I need a Big Head! I need a Big Head! Oh, wait!
Yeah, you totally do!
Hey! When I find you, I'm gonna...
Check it out! It's part of the new ABC TGIF lineup!
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by a Comics Crowd Nerdapalooza, generous support from listeners like you. As supported the entertainment, we rely on you to keep it to this and other shows in the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating it, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio, images, and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Go to nerdyshow.com/support and chip in. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
What the fuck am I reading? God damn it.
It's almost over.